Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. This is another Sunday that we have in the Lord. Well, you know it's the last Sunday of February, and yet we still have a few more hours to celebrate Black history. And I love the fact that we don't just wait for February to celebrate it, but we celebrate it every day of our lives. Welcome, and I appreciate each and every one of you. So today we're going to do a little different, but first we're going to have Minister Sheila pray with us and pray for us. And Minister Sheila, after you finish praying, just go ahead and pull up the information you're going to need in order to spirit of excellence that God has given us so that you can make the announcement. So go ahead and pray and then get the information pulled up so you can share the announcements at the end of the program. Minister Sheila, turn it over to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to thank you, Apostle Elect, and I just want to say excuse me for any noise you might hear or conversation because I am at work. I want to give honor to God for blessing us for another day. I want to thank you, Father, for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Missionary Linda Handy, Missionary Tony McCoy, Minister Seabury, and to all Dr. Serena Wright, and to all that is here in this world that is leading and teaching the word of God. God, I give honor to you who is the head of our life, blessing me with the blessed family of Christ, of knowing God and knowing God, and only know through our life we would be nothing without you. I want to give honor to my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. Lord, I just thank you for life itself, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today. I want to bless this government to help us to get through life that has been misused, misjudged, just in the wrong way for these demons and devils, to bless us, to lead us the right way, and to bless us through this racial, this hatred, this sexism, all this evilness that's going on in this world, and to bless us through this law enforcement to let us know that we are here, we are under God. We are one people, we are all brothers and sisters, Lord, and we just need you today and ask you to bless us and take us through this and to let us know that we are all here to serve and to live through you. I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And amen. Back to you. Awesome.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sheila, for that awesome prayer. And now I'm going to do a little tag team effort with my sister Sylvia. And so I'm going to ask Minister Renee if she would go ahead and start off with some of the things that God gave her for us on this morning. So, Minister Sylvia.
Good morning, everyone. Hope that you all are blessed and hope you have your Bibles, pens, pads, and papers to write down some key things that you might want to go back and look up and meditate on. On this past week, it's really been in my heart and on my heart, but I have been speaking to Apostle-elect about this for quite a while. And I put it on my Facebook page, and my question is, who encouraged the encourager? I've really been in my prayer time talking with God because I'm saying, God, who encouraged the encourager? When the encourager is always there with a smile, when the encourager is always there with help, when the encourager is always there with Can I help on their lips, in their heart, in their spirit, and their actions show that they're always there to encourage, to provide, and to help someone else. But God, I know that the encourager needs to be encouraged sometimes, because a lot of times we're always looking at what they're giving, what we can get, or what we think we're going to tell them we need. We do not stop and take a time out to look at them, because the Word of God says that our eyes are our mirror. And if you just take the time out and look at the encourager sometime and listen to them sometime and hear what they're saying sometime. My mom used to teach us, it's not so much what a person says that you hear, is what they're not saying. And if you just take the time out to look and listen to the encourager, you will hear them saying in so many words, I need to be encouraged. What do you do when the encourager is not a complainer? I'm going to pause so y'all can hear that right there. Let it echo. When the encourager is not a complainer, when the encourager has always have a thus said the Lord and here you go, or what can I do for you? Now it's time for us to step back and say, how do I encourage the encourager when they're in need, whether it's heartache, whether it's pain, whether it's sickness, or whether I just need you to do me a favor. Now it's time for us to step back and talk about how to encourage the encourager. So I was saying, God, how would I tie this into your word? There are so many scriptures. There are so many parables. There are so many ways we can go. But I was looking in the word, and I was speaking with the apostle-elect earlier, and I said God had dropped it in my spirit. He said that the story of Ruth and Naomi was about the encourager. When Ruth had lost her husband, I'm sorry, when Naomi had lost her husband and her son, she gained a place of unknowing. When she didn't know what to do and where to go, she told her two daughter-in-laws that married her sons that she had lost to go back to their people. But she had one that stuck with her. Her name was Ruth. And Ruth was like, where you go, I go. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. So in Naomi's time of need, because she realized she was too old, she was not going to have any more sons. She figured she was too old to get a husband that could provide for her. Her daughter that was not of her kind, her kinsman, her daughter-in-law stayed and said, I will be here for you. So when I began to read that story again and meditate on it, I said, God, I want to be able to be an encourager for the encourager. Because I've had some encouragers in my life. And now, look, like in the latter year, God has put me in a place where I can notice that my encourager needs to be encouraged. And I'm saying that to say to you all, have you just sat back? Have you stopped? Have you thought about who have been my encourager? Who all have I encouraged? When, where, and if I'm going to step up to be an encourager for the encourager, when am I going to surrender to God to say, God, teach me how to be in this place. Teach me how to walk in this position. Teach me how to not always be looking for what I can get, what I need, what I should have. God, teach me how to be an encourager for the encourager. Even if it's just from now on, or if it's just for a little while. I want to put that on the table on today. We're in a new year. We're still in a same pandemic, but we're now in a pandemic where they call itself getting control over the COVID, they call themselves. But we know that the episodes that happen in our life during this pandemic is going to be going on for a long time. We don't know how it's going to affect our health. We don't know how it's going to affect our wealth. We don't know how it's going to affect our family. We don't know how it's going to affect anything and everything that has to do and deal with us. So now that we're in a position to sit back and say, who encouraged the encourager, when do we step up and become somebody's root? When do we step up and step out and become somebody's root? What I mean by that is step up and say, I got you. When you can't go any further, you can't need a little help getting from here to there, I got you. What I mean by stepping out is saying, I will go out and I will do what I need to do to provide for us, even though we are not blood, but because of our situation, we became blood. Because of our situation, we had to step out and trust one another. Because I loved you so much, I said, I remember when you had my back. I'm going to stop right there and let the apostle let speak a little bit on this, because I'm still asking this question, because I'm still learning how to rise up and how to ask God to show me how to go out and glean because of the harvest right now. There's a harvest in the land, and I'm asking for guidance. I'm asking for instructions of how to encourage the encourager. Apostle?
Amen. Years ago, Apostle Sandra Thomas blessed me. And I'll get to how that happened. And then prior to that, as a kid growing up, my sisters will tell you, even before Rodney King was saying, can't we all get along, I was saying, can't we all just get along? It was where I watched my mother encourage people and do things for people and not be appreciated all the time. And that she passed away, some of the jokes that people would say. They weren't funny to me, but they were funny to others. And I thought about how my dad would be there for family members and how he'd do this and that. And I thought about how my mom would tell my sisters when I would come home from combat or various assignments, and she would tell them, don't be jealous of what I do for Cecilia when she comes home, because you have me every day and I'm here to bless mm-hmm. you all every day, but I only get to bless her mm-hmm. every once in a while. And I thought about how Jesus had to remind the disciples about how he was always there with them, and how he would remind them how he for them and for the people. And just this was part of the encourager. This was part of practicing encouraging people. I remember when a friend of mine was suffering from domestic violence, and her husband gave her black eyes, caused her to have a miscarriage and just various things. God would use me to encourage her. Not that I had been married before, but God had taught me how to teach her, how to teach people how to handle them. And so then I noticed that I started saying those type of things, that we need to teach people how to handle us and show people how to handle us. And then I thought about how, for many of you, you may not know, but I was excommunicated from a church before. And I asked Apostle, I said, Apostle, what do I do? And she helped me, you know, through that. And then I thought about how various leaders in the church and to her, because I wasn't at home like everybody else, but this was still my church home in the Midwest, and how she would give me the scriptures, things such as Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I thought about how when I was having a child, and even the very people that had done the same thing were being self-righteous. They were forgetting about the various sins that I had committed that they also had committed, or even worse. And then I remember Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And it reminded me of how we have to be careful that we don't get a jealous heart or a covetous heart or an envious heart to where we're now, believe it or not, jealous of another encourager, so that we're not able to support that encourager because now we feel like they're taking our place. I mean, when if we'd really be honest, there's not enough encouragers to go around. And if all the encouragers got together, we still need more encouragers, because we have a selfish generation, not a selfless. It's more of a selfish generation. So when we come together as charitable people, it's a thing that God is requiring us to do. And he's requiring us to walk what we preach. So many people are preaching stuff that they're not living. And I remember when Apostle Sandra Thomas would teach about that, and it was just like it made her sick when she would see people preaching what they weren't living. And then I remember God teaching me that some people have to preach it until they're released. Some people have to preach about the very thing that they're dealing with until God delivers them. And I saw God do it. I saw God, you know, deliver someone from the thing that they were preaching on. So he had them speak on it until they were delivered. But I've also saw him sit people down to where he was saying, no, you need to sit down. You need to wait until God delivers you. But then I also saw people that wanted to be delivered, but they never were delivered, because their want to for that sin was greater than their want to for the deliverance. And so I saw that encourager encouraging them and walking what they were preaching, being that example for them. Because sometimes the encouragement is them seeing you. It's not always what you say. Sometimes it's seeing you. They watched you deal with it, and they watched you get delivered. I just thank God even for Psalms 27:12-14. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for the false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Because a lot of times, there's going to be false accusations that are going to come against you, and they're going to come against others, and you're going to need someone to encourage you. There are going to be times when God's going to tell you to bless the very person that tried to curse you. There's going to be times when God tells you to encourage the very person that's speaking maliciously about you. There's going to be times when God says, uh-huh, that person right there. Yeah, that person over there. Yes, him, her, them. You need to bless them. Even that evil person, you need to bless them. And you may not be here to see them when they get delivered, but they will get delivered. My mother wasn't here to see my father get saved on his deathbed, but guess what? She prayed it, and she prayed it, and she prayed it. She encouraged him. She helped him in everything he wanted to do in life. My mother encouraged him. She started at home. So many of us need to realize that some of the encouragement that we need to be giving, we're doing a great job of giving it outside of the home, but where is the accountability inside the home? Minister Sylvia, I'll stop there and I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, that is so true that just on this week we were talking about encouraging an encourager, and Apostle Elect said to me, she said, you know, I thank God for Apostle Sandra Thomas, who taught us to live the way we teach, live the way we talk, live the way we preach. I thank God for putting that in my heart to say, how do you encourage the encourager? A lot of times I find out that people secretly walk around with desires to be helped or ask someone to help them. But because people put you on pedestals or put you in situations where they don't believe you need help or they don't believe you would need help, I'm asking God to teach me how to see people the way he sees people, that even a rich person needs a true, honest, and loyal friend, not just because they're rich or they became rich, not just because of what they can get from them or out of them. Sometimes we need to just be the person to sit there and have an encouraging word. Sometimes we don't need to say anything. Just sometimes when we were growing up, my mom used to say, you need a hug. Sometimes just to hug someone is encouraging. A lot of times you could just say to someone, I see you. Letting them know you see them in the way that they need to be seen, not because you're trying to embarrass, put down, or make fun of, but you're letting someone know, I see you. You know, the songs say, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. Sometimes we say things like, you don't know how many nights I cried. You don't know how many nights I went to bed hungry. You know, we don't know what a person's been going through. So instead of always seeing a person with a smile on their face, even if you think they have the greatest thing of all, which is everything in our minds, as we say, we need to sometimes just say to a person, God still loves you. Because everything looks good on the outside. We see the outer man. We don't see the inner man. And some of us are so caught up in ourselves, we don't even pray to ask God, who should I pray for? Or, God, what do you need me to pray for them? When someone is going through heartaches, pain, sickness, when they're going through situations, and even if you have experience in losing a loved one or losing a house or losing a car, don't feel so comfortable to another person to say, I know how you feel, because you don't. Every relationship is different. Every situation is different. You don't know how someone else feels about a situation, but you do know that you can be an encourager. The most powerful thing you could do for a person is not just pray for them, but you could pray with them. When we learn how to pray for someone because we're trying to be an encourager to them, we're praying with them. That means we're touching and agreeing. That means we know that God said that if one or two touch and agree, he would be in the midst. We know that if one could take down 1,000, two could take down 10,000. We know that if we just get before God honestly, openly, not loudly, not because we want somebody to hear, but we just get in our little private place with God and say, God, who should I be praying for today? Who should I call, pick up the phone, and encourage them? You know, people have that, they made it a point when you say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm blessed by the best. Oh, all things is good. Ain't nothing wrong. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's not. But ask God, what does he say when it comes to you being an encourager? Who do God need you to be a roof to? All for the man that's listening, you can have the spirit of roof too. You can also have her spirit, the spirit of, I won't leave you suffering. I won't leave you alone. I won't leave you needing. I won't leave you wanting. I will be touching and agreeing with you that God will bring everything you need to pass. I will be touching and agreeing with you that God will send your help. You know, yes, we know that we all want to talk about prosperity. We know that we all want to talk about everything's good, everything's great. But we know that we need to pray. We need to know everything's good with prayer. Everything's great with prayer. There's something you don't have to pay for. There's something you don't have to order. You don't have to Uber Eats, you don't have to DoorDash, you don't have to do any of that. You can get on your knees, you can get in your place that you get in when you need to talk to God and just begin to pray and pray and pray and pray without ceasing. Pray until something changes. Just pray. I want to know who encourages the encourager. I was talking with my sister Apostle, like she said, ever since she was a young girl, she would always say, can't we just get along? Can't we all get along? And I would say, Cecilia, come on, we got to fight our way home. Some things we just couldn't get along with. You know, some things we had to fight our way through. You know, and I'm always telling her, Apostle, you have to tell people how to handle you. You just can't let people always try to put their foot on your neck. You can't let people always try to handle you like you that little girl that used to reach up for mama and say, mama, I want to come up there where you at. You can't let people keep handling you because they look at you as always smiling, always quiet. They always look at her as, I don't know what she's thinking because she's so quiet. They look at her as meekness. But Apostle Elect will allow things to build up. And I'm saying that to say this because I have learned to see my prayer partner, my leader, my sister as my encourager. But I had also learned to see her as needing encouraging. People don't think about the encourager cries. People don't think about the encourager have sad days. People don't think about the encourager has heartbreaks. People don't think about the encourager has needs. If the encourager is not providing, producing, or acting, nobody asks them, Coacher, what do you need? Oh, I know God will put some people on your heart and in your mind and your eye gate to say, pick up the phone, go by and see. Even if you can't do nothing but just go by, blow a horn and put a note or a card in the mailbox, God has put somebody on your heart to say they need you right now. Learn in 2021 to be an encourager for the encourager. It may sound a little funny the way it sounds or I said it, but learn. This is just going into the third year of the month. And by the third year of the month, which is the first quarter part, we should not be walking into 21 like we're still coming out of 20. God did put something on somebody's heart and put something in your heart that's different from before. You shouldn't be asking God how to steal. You should be asking God by next place, like I'm asking for my next instruction on how to encourage the encourager. Pastors need to be encouraged. Prophets need to be encouraged. Bishops need to be encouraged. Ministers, elders, teachers need to be encouraged. Parents need to be encouraged. For the children that are listening today in the archives, go back and tell your parents, I thank you for every whooping. I thank you for every no. I thank you for every you will not. I thank you for the discipline, because the word says you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Some of us have to and need to go back and say, I thank you for being that parent I needed you to be. And for those that wasn't a parent, they need their children needed to be, go back and say, I want to apologize. You could want to say, if you want to say you're sorry, you could, whatever you God put in your heart, go back and encourage your child to let them know that there was nothing they part they played in that caused it to be the way it is, because I do believe God makes no mistakes. And I'm asking God to teach me that soul and my spirit that God makes no mistakes no matter what we think. God, I just want to say, teach us how to be the encourager for the encourager. Apostle-elect, I'm going to give it back to you at this time.
Amen. Thank you. I thought about when my mother became the mother of No Cross, No Crown, and when my mother and my Uncle George and them were the leaders of the family reunion. And I thought about when a cousin of mine became the leader of the family reunion. And I thought about the difference and the impact of them both, or all three. When my mother and my Uncle George were the leaders, they would discipline and correct people in a different manner than my cousin did. They did things in love. They did things privately. They did things that would make a person want to go on. They didn't use shame. They didn't use haughtiness or vanity. If they blessed you, it was in that handshake when they snuck you a few dollars or something. It was in that hug when they did something for you. It was in that private conversation or whatever it was. But my cousin, his methodology was different. He could just had a way of turning things sour. And I realized that everyone's process for encouraging people is not the same, and everyone cannot be the same. But we need to go to God to ask Him what methodology He wants us to use. Because some people have been spoon-fed and have been just handled with white gloves so much, and we're wondering why they're not responding. Some people respond from tough love, meaning you have to go straight at the juggler, and others you have to go with, can't we all just get along? Some you have to explain and give them examples and parallels. And so when I watch and I think back on my Uncle George and my Aunt Sweetie, and I think back on my mom, I see how they knew how to go to God so that they could come to you with the proper arsenal to tear down whatever it was that was needed tore down. But I thought about how my cousin and I watched the damage that occurred because it appeared that he was not using prayer to make the corrections, because like sometimes encouraging someone to do better is not always money or a sweet word. Sometimes the encouragement is you need to stop doing what you're doing because you're going to hurt yourself. Those drugs are going to do this or that. And sometimes patience is the greatest encouragement that you can give someone. And I just thank God for the patience that He's given us to encourage one another. Because some people, you're going to give them a word and they're not going to do a thing you said. Other people, you're going to do stuff for them or walk before them and you're not going to see the evidence of it ever. You're never going to see it, but it's going to happen. And you may not see it until you get to heaven, but you will see it, and it may not be on this side. So you said, well, you said you weren't going to see it. No, you're not going to see it on this side of heaven. My mother never saw the fruition of her prayers for my father to be saved, but we saw it. So has she seen it, or will she see it in the sweet by and by? Yes, she will see the manifestation of the prayers that she prayed. So if you have not heard anything else on tonight or today or this afternoon or whenever you're listening to this message in the archive, I pray that you hear the best way to encourage the encourager is by the leading of God's Holy Spirit, His Word in Him. So if you're trying to encourage people the same way, you may be missing it. So ask God, what do I need to do for him? What do I need to do for her? What do I need to do to them? And then wait for the wisdom of God. For if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and God will give it. I'm brave, and it will be given liberally. So he'll give you the wisdom that you need, but ask him for it. And before I turn the program over to Manette, who I know has already checked on the announcements and everything for this week, I'm going to share a quick prayer. Father God, thank you for delivering us. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for reviving us. Thank you for protecting us. We ask you to even rain down from heaven your many, many blessings, blessings of love, blessings of peace that surpasses all understanding. God, give us the ability to be united in you and for you. Most of all, God, people love to say, what would Jesus do? Let them say, I'm going to do what Jesus would do, and that they will do it based off of them asking you, basically off of them seeking you, and them knowing that you've already answered. Have your way in our lives. Bless the Mac, Dickens, Seabury, and Thomas family, and Gibson family, and all of us, God, that have been impacted by Ray Ray's death, God, his murder, to be exact. And God, we ask you to cause the heavens to rain down, to cause a quick reconciliation of what happened. God, we know that according to the papers, he was shot in the chest. which is a place symbolic of the heart and of your love, the breastplate, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus to expose, decode, and allow everything and everybody to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. In Jesus' name, do it for your glory, God. Show us your glory. Show us your glory, God. Ara, show us your glory. Minister Sheila, if you can share the announcements with us and pray us out, we will be so glad. And if you'll open up the lines for anyone that has anything to say, thank you so much.
Let me apologize, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I'm going to ask Minister Sylvia Kaiser if she can take over for me because, as I said, I am at work and I have customers right now and I need to attend to them. Could you please take over the program and finish it off for me? I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening in on today. We hope that you all have enjoyed the program. We're going to start off with letting you know that this program is every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They are your hosts for Let's Talk with Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. Every Monday night of every month, we have a different speaker. This Monday coming up is the first Monday of March. Our speaker is Dr. Serena Wright. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The following Monday will be, the second Monday will be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. The third Monday of the month will be Minister Margot McCord. The fourth Monday of the month will be Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Missionary Tony Montgomery. And if we have a fifth Monday of any month come up, it would be Minister Lon Seabury. But every Friday of every month, we have a ministry that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first and third Monday of the month will be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. The second and fourth Friday of the month will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. If there's a fifth Friday of the month, we will have a combo or prophet or myself would either do the ministry that night or whatever God has put in our heart for that following that fifth Friday. I would like to say the lines are open. If anyone would like to make a comment on today's service, you can speak now.
Good morning, saints of God. This is Minister Margot McCoy. I'd just like to thank God for another Sunday. I thank him for all of his blessings, for his love, for his mercy, for his grace. I thank him for the sacrifice he made to give us his son so that we could know him, that we could come to him, that we could seek him and find him. Thank him for all he's done for us and continues to do for us, his children. I'd like to thank both Minister Sylvia and Apostle-elect for their message today. They gave us much to think about. And one of the things that stuck out to me or that seemed to be an emphasis today was for us to let God know that we are ready for our next assignment. And that assignment includes encouraging one another. And we know what we need. We know that even our God loves praise. And that's why we're here, to praise him. And we are made in his image. And so that means we need to look to each other and give each other what we need. We need to be encouraged. And I'll leave with you one of the verses that I was looking at under this topic in the New Living Translation. It says in Hebrews 10:24, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Be blessed, saints of God. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Margot. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak at this time to encourage the woman of God, Apostle Elect, that was speaking with us on today?
Minister Cecilia, this is Cecilia. I just want to remind everybody that they are having a program today over with Pastor Troy and also with with Prophet Antoine, in like a type of commemoration or a memorial service for Apostle Sandra Thomas. And hopefully it'll be on Facebook for those of us who aren't able to make it there at 2:30. So just wanted to remind everybody about that.
Okay, thank you so much for that. It's I think the address is 4244 West Madison, or I know it's on Prophet Antoine Thomas page and Pastor Servant Troy Thomas page, but it will be on Facebook
Sylvia.
Today. Yes.
Minister Sylvia, it's going to be at Mount Zion instead of First Macedonia, so it'll be at 4344
okay.
West Madison, and masks are mandatory.
Okay, 4344. Thank you so much for that, West Madison. Masks are mandatory. Please wear your mask if you're going to show up and keep your mask on during the entire service. So we want to say again, if there's anyone that would like to speak, please do so at this time. Well, we just want to say, God, we thank you. We thank you for your word on today, God. We just ask you, Lord, to let your word penetrate our hearts and our spirit, God. Teach us how to stay focused on you, God. Teach us how to be prepared and ask for instructions on preparations for our next level, God. Teach us how to just stay focused, God. Stay focused. It's not about what we think, God, but it's about what we need to do for the body of Christ. Teach us, oh Lord. God, we just want to say thank you for everything and everybody on today that took the time out for the program. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect for her final words and if she will pray us out before we end the service. Apostle Elect.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, as Minister Sylvia has already said, just thank you, thank you, thank you. Just the unity of the consistency and the love of the people that are speaking during these broadcasts is an encouragement, and it's an encouragement, WWW, on the World Wide Web. So keep obeying God. And allow God to do everything he promised your grandparents and your grandparents and your great-great-grandparents, et cetera, et cetera. Father God, we come before you and we thank you for teaching us how to repent for sins of commission, omission, and every deed said or done that had not been pleasing in your sight. We thank you for teaching us to love you and to love unconditionally, God. We thank you for teaching us how to pray ye for one another. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to put on the whole armor of God. We thank you for teaching us how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. God, we thank you for reminding us that many may fall at our right hand and our left, but it won't come nigh us. And we ask you to cause the word that was spoken on today not only to penetrate our hearts, but that we would live thereby and that it would be a word that we would walk in, talk in, meditate on, and live by. Have your way. Have your way. And God, after you've done all that you can do, teach us that after we've done all we can do, it still can't compare to what you can do. Because a little bit from you is still worth more than we could do in all of our lifetimes. God, we love you and we adore you. Show us your glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.